IOM, Iditarod Update.
Brought to you by NSEDC, encouraging the clean harvest of all Bering Sea fisheries to promote and provide economic development through education, employment, training, and assistance while protecting subsistence resources.
And welcome to this update. 10 minutes after 5 o'clock in the studios here at KNOM, it's Linda Mack and Rick Schmidt, and on the trail at Takotna, it's Lorelei Kanin. Good afternoon, Lorelei.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, and you're there right where with it. Let me jump something out real quick here. Of course, we had John Baker out of Ophir at 8:49 this morning with 14 dogs. And over my left shoulder here, I'm looking at the tracker from Iditarod, and we have him about 3 miles from Cripple.
Yeah, and I actually was talking with someone about that. The mileage on the GPS tracker has been a little off. In Nikolai, we had some issues where, you know, it said Nikolai was mile 218, where when it was really mile 220-something. So, you know, it could be that John Baker is in Cripple. He made it there, and the mileage on the GPS tracker is wrong. We're not sure. He could be a couple miles outside of Cripple, stopped for some reason, but it could be that he is in Cripple and the mileage on the GPS tracker is wrong.
I got you. It's his technology, isn't it?
It is. It's new. You know, they're still testing it out. It's still pretty new, the GPS tracker and the whole system. So they're working the bugs out, I'm sure, you know, once they get things going and they understand more of the mileage and how to work things out, they'll get it dialed in.
Yeah, what's better than GPS tracker is Lorelei in Takotna. And earlier, Linda and I were coming up with all kinds of questions to ask you. I think I'm just going to turn you loose here. A couple things we were talking about was the number of dogs. D.D. John were 11 dogs, and she could probably make it to Nome with that few of dogs. But maybe some of the thinner dog teams, maybe they're having some difficulties that, of course, we're not aware of. I'm sure they are. But can they make it? And what have you overheard from other mushers?
Well, I've heard mushers talk about snow problems. There's, you know, when the snow is kind of grainy and there's not a lot of it, it's kind of dry, the snow can ball up in the paws of the dogs and cause major troubles, like cracks in the paws and things. And so I know a lot of mushers have trouble, you know, they want to keep the booties on so they're sure that the balling up doesn't happen. I was just talking to Sven Holtman, who was cutting up some booties, and I asked him what he was doing, and he apparently is going to make his, he has his normal booties on his dogs, and then he's putting another booty on top of the other booty, if that makes sense, on the leg portion of the dog to keep snow from getting in there. So I know they're having trouble with snow bothering the dog's feet, and I'm sure the fast, hard trail that we've seen isn't good for the dog's, you know, motor for the ankles and the joints and stuff. So that could be an issue there.
Now, go ahead, Linda.
Lorelei, we heard your feature on Jan Newton, we're talking with her, and we see on the leaderboard that there's about 28 mushers in Takotna right now, and it seems pretty busy with feeding the dogs and the mushers. Now, what are you seeing right now?
There's a lot of visiting. It's really laid back here in Nikolai. All the mushers, you know, the ones who've come in a few, you know, earlier in the day or last night, they've all rested and they're all feeling good, and it's really relaxed. Everyone's just super relaxed, eating really good food. They have burgers for lunch today with French fries, and of course there's the famous pie. And they had an amazing breakfast this morning with pancakes and sausage, bacon and eggs. And so it's just a really relaxed atmosphere. There's, you know, water for the dogs. It's readily available, plenty of space for the dogs to relax and rest in. The weather's just phenomenal. It's warm. There's no wind. There's a mountain right behind us. And it's just, I think, the perfect time for these mushers to take a break and to just relax a little bit during the heat of the day. So really, the whole atmosphere here in Takotna, to me, I would just say relaxed. Everyone's totally chilled, telling stories about the trail, telling stories about years back, about silly stories that happened, silly things that happened along the trail, goofy dog things that dogs have done that they couldn't believe. And so really relaxed, lots of stories, lots of fun.
But it still is a race. We're wondering, Lorelei, again, Linda and I were wondering, what's the buzz there? Who looks to have the really good-looking dogs? Have they already left? What are they talking about there?
Everyone's saying that the top field that came into Takotna, the, you know, Mitch Stevie, Jeff King, Sebastian Schnula, Hugh Neff, Sven Holtman, Lance Mackey, Jerry Willemser, Zach Steer, Ali Zirkel, Paul Gebhardt, all those people, Ray Reddington, just phenomenal dog teams. The field this year is incredible. Cindy Galley was commenting at lunch today about how the field, when you just look at the top few mushers, the field is just phenomenal this year. Yeah, incredible dog teams. John Baker, everyone, you know, has been commenting on how well he's doing. Of course, he's kind of the rabbit heading out in front. Everyone's kind of wondering how that'll work for him, of course. He's kind of, you know, him and Dallas Stevie are the ones who've really blazed on ahead, making people think. So, you know, the whole top field there is looking pretty good.
Now, since you're talking a little bit about that, I read an article earlier on ADN, and that's they talked to Hans Gott and said that people are not resting as much as they used to this year. And how are the dogs looking when they're coming in, since it sounds like there's not as much resting going on as there has been in previous years?
Yeah, the thing is, Linda, that, you know, Susan Butcher, when she ran this race years ago, she stressed, I mean, she showed the world that if you take good care of your dogs, you can win this race. You have to take good care of your dogs to do well. And she showed the world that. And I think everybody who is in this race understands that now. And that wasn't always the, you know, that wasn't always the case in the past. And so everyone, you know, everyone has a different style. Some people run for long periods, not going real fast, but make longer runs. Some people run really fast in shorter distances, and some people, I mean, it depends on who you are, who the musher is, who, you know, what your dogs are like. Sven Holtman, he was someone who trained with Martin Boozer and said, you know, I learned a lot from him regarding kennels, but I run my own race. So it really depends on who the musher is, what their personality's like, what, you know, what their habits are. And, of course, it all is about the dogs. Everyone, I think every musher you would talk to would say, you know, I base my schedule off what the dogs are doing. So sometimes I adapt. You know, I have a schedule set in place, but sometimes I have to change it because of how the dogs are doing along the trail. So,
now, Lorelei, you mentioned that mushers are exchanging stories, and we already heard a story yesterday about Lance and how he's picking up souvenirs on the trail. What other unusual stories have you heard from the mushers so far?
Oh, you know, it's just a lot of fun stuff. Ali Zirkel and Alan Moore were sitting together eating lunch, and just, you know, they're husband and wife, and it was just fun to hear them, you know, talk about how the dogs are doing and hear them laugh a little bit. And it's also to Rick Swenson, just has, you know, he's ran this race so many times and has so much to offer when it comes to people, you know, asking about, there was a conversation about, you know, are your dogs eating okay, and, you know, people saying, well, mine won't eat, and if I feed this bunch, this other bunch won't eat because all the dogs will eat their food. I don't know. There's just all kinds of stories going on. You know, one musher was talking about going through this a part of the trail where you really had to maneuver around something, and a dog did, you know, made a silly judgment call, and so we had to turn the team around again and tried it again, and the dog does the exact same thing. He just couldn't believe it. And just funny stories that they laugh at, that I'm sure weren't funny at the time, but they're able to laugh about it now since they've rested and they're in their 24-hour rest here in Takotna. So a lot of fun stuff just buzzing around the checkpoint when people are eating.
And this is the time of the race to do that, because most of the mushers are taking Takotna's lead as far as being laid back. We only have 11 mushers on the trail. The rest are in checkpoints. And I'm looking over my shoulder at the tracker again, and either John Baker has gone through Kriplin is moving off after collecting the halfway point. Are you still proceeding to it? He's back up to about 6-plus miles per hour at mile 368. And John Baker, and then Dallas Seavey, it shows Dallas about 21 miles behind him. And then into Ofer as of early this morning, obviously doing a 24, Hans Gott, Sim Smith, Ramey Smith, Martin Booster, Bruce Linton, and lead rookie Michelle Phillips was in at 2:20 this afternoon with 14 dogs. One of the big stories here, too, Lorelei, Robert Nelson out of Takotna as of 3:17 this afternoon, and he's making his way to Ofer. What a great race for Robert so far.
Absolutely. You know, he is really striving to show the world that he can race this and he can be competitive. You know, he's pretty new to dog racing. He's been training with John Baker, who's, you know, he's John Baker's seeing trail that none of the other mushers have seen so far. So Robert Nelson really making a push to make a name for himself in this race. He said it to me back in Nikolai. So he wants to do really well. I was talking with someone who, and I asked, you know, what is Robert doing leaving Takotna right now? He's been resting for so long. I assumed he was taking his 24. Had no clue he was going to leave at 3:17 this afternoon. And someone remarked that, you know, he could be leaving now when it's starting to get cool at night. He has dogs that train in Cottesview conditions, and he really needs to be out on the trail when the sun isn't out. So he might, you know, he needs to have cool conditions. And it has been really cool at night. So that was kind of the thought there, that Robert's leaving now so that he can run at night and be on his own schedule.
Now, Lorelei,
which he clearly is doing.
Now, Lorelei, you flew from Takotna to Nikolai, from Nikolai to Takotna today, and looking out the window, how did the terrain and the trail and even the weather looked on your way there?
The weather was perfect. There's no wind. It was cold this morning when I traveled over. The trail is pretty, you know, who was it? Someone in Nikolai said, Zach Steer, he said coming into Nikolai he felt really good because all the maneuvering, all the, you know, the gorge is finished, the steps are finished, the tussocks are finished, all that really treacherous part of the trail is done. And now it's kind of, you know, it's a lot more even, it's a lot flatter than what they've seen coming through the mountains. So, you know, a lot of it is, you know, a little bit of hills, some lakes on the river, and it's a lot more mellow than I think what they were seeing before.
Now, my last question for you, Lorelei, we hear so much about the pie. Is the pie really the best pie?
The pie is excellent. I think Jan does just an incredible job of catering to the people. You know, she said herself, if someone says, this is what I love, she makes it for them. Someone likes banana cream pie, so she makes banana cream pie, especially for that musher. King likes pecan pie, so she makes pecan pie just for him. So it is. It's excellent, and it's nice to have, you know, the Iditarod, I think, it's kind of a luxury to have a piece of pie at a checkpoint right now. You know, the mushers have been eating trail food, and I don't know, who knows what they eat. Different mushers eat different things. But here in Takotna, you get here, and you know you will have good meals, and you know you will have pie. So I think everybody really enjoys it.
And as they settle in, and they're 24 or just get in the middle of it about now, some of them are tailing theirs off, and others are starting, the reality of the differential comes in to play as far as the two-minute differentials as far as when they left for this race. And it's a bit of an evening factor for some folks. Some folks with higher numbers that left sooner are going to have longer to wait. It kind of evens things out for what could be perceived as the head of this race, even though people have moved past them. Jeff King, Mitch Seavey, Sebastian Schnille, probably going to leave about the same time because of the differential. When you're overhearing what they're talking about, do they talk about differential at all as far as their planning goes?
A little bit. I think the back of the pack folks might talk about that a little bit more, trying to gain some time and gain some speed and move up a few notches. But the front of the pack, really, they're just relaxing. They're, you know, come tonight, Jeff King will be ready to move, and Mitch Seavey will be ready to move, and Sebastian Schnuller will be ready to move. And so, you know, the front of the pack, I haven't heard a lot of talk about differentials and strategy and stuff. They're pretty chill about it. I think it's the guys who are further back in line who want to move up a few notches that are really looking at times, really looking at, you know, where they can shave off a few hours.
Are you or anybody you've talked to, is any one or two or three things that you really got surprised by or people you were surprised with?
Well, I think, Rick, I think the whole, you know, a lot of mushers, we heard just conditions were so treacherous coming from Roan to Nicolai. And sure, some mushers said, oh, that was really, really hard. But most of the mushers said, oh, it wasn't too bad. You know, the gorge was really simple. That was it. And the steps, you know, there were rookies who said, really, that was it? So I think that was surprising this year to hear that the trail probably wasn't as treacherous as people had anticipated. I'm not saying this trail is easy at all. I'm not saying that. But we were expecting a lot of stories, a lot of broken sleds, and that didn't happen. And things are pretty smooth, I have to say. Things are really smooth coming on into, you know, Nicolai yesterday and onto Tocotna today. There's not a lot of broken sleds. There's, you know, the dogs seem to be in good condition. So I think that was a surprise for me.
I think the number of dogs for some folks could be a surprise. Jeff King sitting at Tocotna with a full string of 16, and Sonny Leonard came in with 16, and Rick Swenson was 16. There's some 15s and some 14s, but that's pretty dramatic for about halfway through the race, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, and yeah, it is. To have 16, a full string of dogs means they're taking really good care of the dogs. The dogs are in good health. You know, there's no stomach issues that could be an issue. Lance Mackey said he had some stomach issues with a couple dogs that took some of his dogs out. They weren't hurt. They had diarrhea. And you cannot have, you know, he said, I realize now after experience, if there's a dog that's having trouble, it's better to drop them and have a good string of solid dogs instead of nursing, you know, a few dogs along. So, stomach issues. I think Lance Mackey is the only person that I've heard talk about that.
Okay, and John Baker, again, is either at Cripple or just proceeding past it, according to the GPS tracker here, and that would get him the halfway prize, $3,000 worth of gold nuggets, and the claim to that prize for the halfway for the 2010 race. So behind him, Dallas Seavey, about 21 miles, and it really most of the rest of the front end, except for Robert Nelson, sitting on their 24 hours.
Yep, it appears to be so. Yeah, not a lot of movement. There's so many teams here, Rick. You just walk. I walk from the school to the checkpoint, which isn't very far. And there's teams. We're kind of on a hillside here in Tocotna, and there's teams just all along the hillside. People love to rest in Tocotna.
Well, what's
not
next?
Not a lot of action.
I'm sorry. What's next for Lorelei?
What's next for me? I'm going to head back to the checkpoint, I think, or head along to where the dogs are parked to see if I could chat to a few more people and hear some more stories. I talked to Christy Barrington on my way over, and she seems to be just having a fabulous time. She's a rookie, of course, who was training with Paul Gebhardt. She is having the time of her life. She said the trail so far has been excellent, and she was in good spirits. She just got to Tocotna this afternoon and at about 3:53, and she looks great. So it's fun to, you know, talk with the Rick Swensons and the Jeff Kings and see how things are going. But, of course, the stories from folks like Christy Barrington are just as fun.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. We'll let you go so you can get down and talk to folks, and we'll be going down the trail with you, Lorelei, on KNOM.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, sounds great. Again, Lorelei Kanin live from Tocotna, as we kind of hang that up there. And Linda, again, we ran it down, Baker, Seavey, then out of Ophir. Looks like Baker is just at Cripple, will be claiming that halfway prize, and unless something dramatic happens. Mm-hmm. At Ophir, Hans Gott, Sim Smith, Ramey Smith, Smith brothers together, Martin Boozer, Bruce Linton, and Michelle Phillips. She arrived at 2:20 this afternoon with 14 dogs. Another great story, again, as we said before, Robert Nelson out of Tocotna at 3:17. He rested 8 hours and 49 minutes, mm-hmm. and you probably would have thought that he was doing a 24, but Lorelei has a good point there. You know, he takes a little bit longer rest, but he'll depart from Tocotna, get to Ophir in fairly good shape, be able to rest his 24, and hit it again in the evening for this next part of the race. And Jeff King, who was leading the race, obviously was the first musher into Takotna, and there's a whole group of folks behind him, as we've talked about before. Mitch Seavey, Sebastian Schnilla, Hugh Neff, Sven Haltman, Lance Mackey, Jerry Willemitzer, Zach Steer, Sonny Lindner, Ali Zirkel, Paul Gebhardt, Ray Reddington Jr., Ryan Reddington, the Reddingtons running together, almost together, Rick Swenson, Ken Anderson, Didi Jonro, Jason Barron, Jim Lanier, Jesse Royer, Gerald Souza, Dan Caduce, William Mitty Johnson, Michael Williams Jr., Quinn Eaton, Judy Currier, Peter Kaiser, Alan Moore, Cindy Galley, Christy Barrington, all having the times of their life at Takotna at this race so far. That takes us to position 38. Takes us to position 39. John Stewart, a rookie, out of McGrath at 2:36 this afternoon, along with Lachlan Clark, who is out about an hour later. Then it's a group at McGrath, looks to be taking their 24, starting with Lindwood Fiedler, position 41. Warren Palfrey, Thomas Lasatz, Blake Frecking, William Pinkham, Matt Hayashida, Colleen Robertia, Tom Thurston, Justin Savitas, Scott White, Dave DeCaro, Newton Marshall. That group into McGrath. Out of Nicolai, Chris Adkins, Karen Ramstead, Tamara Rose. Into Nicolai, Billy Snodgrass, Art Church Jr., Trent Herbst, Sam Deltour, who got there at, 1:59 this afternoon with 14 dogs. Jane Faulkner into Nicolai as of 2:36. Then Celeste Davis arrived at 3:42 with 13 dogs. And still listed out of Rome. Out of Rome as of 1:53 this afternoon, Emil Churchin. Half an hour later, it was Hank DeBrun. And then Ross Adam, who left at about 8 o'clock this morning. Still listed at Rome, which is a change from previous Waddy McDonald, who I believe earlier was listed out of Roan, shown into Roan as of 11:44 this morning, maybe returning. And we have our six folks who have scratched.
And that's Kathleen Frederick, I'm sorry, Karin Hendrickson, Zona Denour, Michael Supernaut, Pat Moon, and Kirk Barnum are our scratches right now. And taking a look right now, since we have it, what appears to be many mushers on their layovers, just kind of going over a couple of them. Jeff King, he has, in addition to his 24 hours, he has an hour and 54 minutes tacked on to that. So if he is taking his 24 hours, which, as we said, it seems to look that way, then he's able to leave at 12:46 a.m. Another musher who is in that position is Mitch Seavey, and he has 1 hour and 46 minutes tacked on to his time on his 24-hour break. So he can leave at 1:34 a.m., and Sebastian Schnula has 1 hour and 14 minutes, so he can leave at 1:24. That's just an example of some of the mushers that we have and their 24-hour layover additional rest times that they have tacked on to their 24 hours.
Yeah, that differential. Linda, thank you so much. Again, we say thank you to Lorelei Kanin in Takotna and along the trail. KOM is covering Iditarod 2010 on the trail and on the web. Visit our Iditarod blog for news, headlines, race updates, interviews with mushers, photos, and lots more. Find the link to our Iditarod blog on our website, KOM.org.